Praise be Jesus and Mary. In today's Gospel, continuing with Matthew chapter 5, Sermon on the Mount, our Lord says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." Now, in the law, we distinguish between the ceremonial law, the judicial law, and the moral law. In the first two, the ceremonial law and the judicial law, they do pass away. But the moral law does not pass away, but remains in force, the Ten Commandments. And our Lord fulfills in the sense of explaining the deeper meaning of the commandments. He also fulfills the prophets in himself, fulfilling all the prophecies. And he goes on to promise eternal rewards and eternal punishments, whereas the Old Testament promised temporal rewards and temporal punishments. And so he says, "Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place." And so that moral law will be in force until the end of time. Our Lord also adds counsels to the precepts, you know, those things which are merely useful to our salvation and sanctification and not strictly obligatory. Then he says, "Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven." Now, the fathers of the church, St. Augustine, St. John Chrysostom, they understand least of these commandments to be the least of the grave commandments, those things that are of grave matter. So we're talking about what would be mortal sin, but the least grave of those, and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. And they say that is an idiomatic expression of meaning not at all. That is, those who are not in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So that refers, first and foremost, to bishops who are teachers of the church, right? That they obey, live holy lives themselves, and teach. Okay, they are teachers par excellence with the charism of the truth, teaching the flock that Christ has entrusted to them. Then it refers to priests in cooperation with bishops. But it also refers to parents or anybody in authority. You know, we need to remember the grave duty imposed on parents to obey the commandments, that is, to be holy themselves, and to teach their children, okay? To teach their children by their example and by their word. Okay, then they will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.